But first, the next time you're in Mesa and you spot a fire truck, you may do a double take. In the effort to deal with budget challenges, the Mesa Fire and Medical Department is allowing select businesses to have a logo and a message on their fire trucks. There are restrictions, and the funds generated from the ads aren't expected to dramatically fix any shortfalls. But the city and the department definitely believe they're worth a try. To learn more, I'm joined by John Pombier. He's Mesa's assistant city manager who oversees police, fire, and medical. John, how did all this get started and lead to the fire truck sponsorships?
Last year, we talked to all of our departments, not just the fire department, about ways that they could find efficiencies so that we could provide the services at a high level at a lower cost, and ways that they could find revenue-generating opportunities. We do that almost every year, and so last year was no different than any other year in that respect. We were asking for a certain amount of cuts that they could offer up, and we were also asking for revenue-generating opportunities. So in the fire department's case, they were asked, just like every other department, I think the number, if you gave a straight 5%, was around $3.5 million. But we only ended up taking, I believe, $1.4 million from their budget.
And so this is a case of each department you're talking about was to come to you. So the fire department, with having some sort of edumercial or whatever we're going to call them on the side of trucks, that was something that they broached?
They brought us three or four different revenue-generating opportunities. That was one of the revenue-generating opportunities, was to take public service announcements and place them on the side of the fire trucks and see if we could get businesses in our community to support those positive messages to the community.
Had anything like this been done before in a similar sense in Mesa? And I don't mean on city-owned vehicles, but anything sort of similar, anything related to city-owned property or TV shows or anything like that?
You know, I'm not 100% sure what we do with Channel 11 in terms of advertising opportunities, but I will tell you that we've put positive public service announcements on the side of our solid waste trucks for years. So this is not something that's brand new to the city, and this was the idea to pair it with community partners to not only get their support for the message on the side of the trucks, but also to get them involved in the topic area. So we generally look to try to match up some of our community businesses with topics that are close to what they do, so there's an ongoing relationship to promote our attempts to train and provide better information to our citizens.
When it comes to the fire department, then, what are some that have gone into play already and some that may be on the docket?
You know, we look at things like messages like it's everyone's business to stop the spread of the flu, or watch your kids around water, stealing from that one. Looking at different things like, you know, don't drink and drive. Those are the types of messages we're going to put on the side of trucks, and then look for sponsors in those areas just to make sure that we're putting the positive message out there. So we're really looking at public service announcements that pertain somewhat to fire, but also have our community response to it. Obviously, our fire department responds to motor vehicle accidents. They respond to drownings. They respond to calls for medical around the flu. So those are all things that hit near to our business and are things that we like to give our citizens ideas on how to prevent those things.
And John, if all goes well, is there an amount of money the department is hoping to raise or expects to raise just from the ad specifically?
What we looked at originally was anywhere from, I believe it was $10,000 to $15,000 for a sponsorship, and that could be anywhere from 20 to 25 trucks. We don't know whether we'll get that much. We don't know whether we'll generate that much interest. But we're generally looking at it from a message standpoint, not as much a revenue generation standpoint, because in the grand scheme of things, even at its most, let's take 25 trucks at $10,000 each and do $250,000. That is not a large percentage of the fire department's budget.
Right.
We're looking at this more as a win-win for the community than we are a way to solve any types of budget issues that we have.
Now, we're a number of years clear of the Great Recession, but I know that cities and communities, county, state, still struggle with budgets. How is Mesa doing generally, do you think, as far as the budget goes?
I think generally we're holding our own, but you hit the nail on the head. We are seeing an increase in demand for services that probably outpaces the increase in revenues that we have. We are always looking for ways to be more efficient, because our ultimate goal is to provide a very high level of service to our citizens. And, you know, we can't continue to do that at the same price every year if the demand is outstripping our revenue generation.
Have you had any people who are just concerned, even with those ads, even with the ones that are respectful and associated with the department's mission? Because I think sometimes people see ads on anything, whether it's a basketball jersey or something else, and they tend to blanch a little bit at it.
I've not personally talked to anyone who was unhappy with what we've begun to do with the fire department. And I think that's part of the reason why we handled it in the way we did. We started with the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. They've been a great partner in this. And the first prototype was sponsored by the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. So we're trying to do this from a community basis. I don't know if they've gotten some complaints about it. We have not, to my knowledge, gotten any complaints about the actual messages on the side of this fire truck. And to be honest with you, we never got any real complaints about public service announcements on the side of our solid waste trucks. They were generally viewed in a positive manner because it's not out there to sell a product. It's not out there to advertise. It's just a public service announcement. And I'm not sure whether people even are going to look and see who the sponsoring person is of that. They're going to see the message first and foremost.
John Pombier is assistant city manager for the city of Mesa. John, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you.